Previously on Algoa FM.
South Africa is considering a revised trade deal from the US and is hopeful it can agree terms that will ease the 30% tariffs imposed by the Trump administration. That's according to President Ramaphosa, quoted by Bloomberg. The Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has told its US counterpart that it needs about 2 weeks to discuss the offer with other government agencies before responding. Ramaphosa says we are now in the phase of more formalized negotiations, which he describes as encouraging. The Trump tariffs are hurting the sales of South African-produced vehicles in the US, along with shipments of wine and citrus. Meanwhile, a senior executive has warned that the government taking of property without market-related compensation will have severely negative consequences for South Africa. Remgro CEO Yanni Durant was commenting on the recent case of expropriation without compensation by the city of Ekurhuleni. Ekurhuleni seized a 34-hectare property in 2019, and despite endless entreaties and negotiations by the owner, it refuses to pay compensation for the land. As we stand, the case is heading for court-directed mediation next month and an 18-day trial in February. Expropriation without compensation has been a key criticism of South Africa by the Trump administration, although President Ramaphosa, during his White House visit earlier this year, denied that any such thing had taken place. On the good news side of the ledger this morning, South African tech ID company Contactable has raised 230 million rand to fuel its expansion into Africa and develop new products. According to News 24, Contactable provides a range of digital services for large enterprises. It builds systems that bring together all the technology and verification processes required to enable companies to onboard customers digitally, verify their identity, manage their data, and ensure compliance with legislation. On the markets, as we went into the weekend, more record closing highs for the JSE All Share, up 0.9%, and the Top 40 up just over 1%. London's FTSE up 0.8%, while in New York, the Dow up 0.7%, the S&P 500 up 0.6%, the Nasdaq up 0.4%. Tokyo this morning down 0.8%, Hong Kong up 1.4%, Sydney up 0.6%. US dollar steady at 1.17 to the euro, the rand at 17.27 to the dollar, 20.30 to the euro, 23.27 to sterling. Gold at 3,796, it was a dollar higher a short while ago, and that was a fresh record high for the yellow metal, according to my records. Platinum at 1,612, Bitcoin just under 111,800, Brent crude oil just under $70 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.